Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On Track 1, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On Track 2, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 5, Number 10. In the last edition of SNU, I discussed the concept of adrenal exhaustion. Millions of men and women have varying degrees of adrenal exhaustion. This condition is caused by stress and helps explain why, if we ignore symptoms of fatigue and exhaustion, or use stimulants to counter this common state, we begin to break down and experience depression, fatigue syndromes, and certain autoimmune conditions that affect our quality of life. One of the clues about what causes aging is that older animals develop autoimmunity, a condition whereby the body becomes allergic to its own cells and starts killing them off. Auto means self. Immunity is a killing process. Response to stress, as defined by Hans Selye, is viewed as a built-in mechanism designed to protect us from damage. Selye defined human reaction to any form of stress as a general adaptation syndrome that consisted of three stages of progression. First, the alarm phase. Second, the adaptation phase. And third, the exhaustion phase. Diseases and injury mainly appear in the exhaustion phase when, due to depletion and lowered resistance, the body loses the ability to manage the effects of stress. To cope with the stress of living and training, we can reinforce the adrenals with supplemental vitamin C, potassium, zinc, essential fatty acids, and pantothenic acid. On this edition of Clinical Review, we will explore the effects of using pantothenic acid in greater depth and discover how to use this marvelous essential nutrient to help offset the effects of stress, weakness, low energy, and even resistance to weight loss when dieting. Pantothenic acid, or vitamin B5, is known as the anti-stress vitamin. And there's the first clue. Knowing vitamins by terms associated with their effects is a good way to learn the vitamin's basic use. So remember that this is called the anti-stress vitamin. And if you got some stress, baby, plug this vitamin in. B5 is big for treating fatigue, which is the symptom, the first one, of pretty much all disease. This essential nutrient was discovered by Dr. Roger Williams, the father of biochemical individuality. As a structural component of coenzyme A, B5 is vital for the proper functioning of the adrenal glands and aids the body in cell building, maintaining normal growth, and developing its central nervous system. It supports the production of cortisol and other adrenal hormones in response to stress, thereby protecting the adrenal pool from devastation and massive depletion. B5 is water-soluble. It promotes healthy skin and strong nerves and helps the body withstand stress, especially training-related stress and symptoms associated or caused by overtraining and overreaching. B5 aids in the synthesis of cholesterol, steroids, and fatty acids and protects against premature aging due to cellular damage. Combined with calcium, it can help those who grind their teeth at night, a phenomenon known as bruxism. Pantothenic acid is used by many orthomolecular physicians to treat allergies, chronic fatigue syndrome, arthritis, and many kinds of inflammatory conditions. B5 is found mainly in organ meats, whole grains, green vegetables, brewer's yeast, nuts, chicken, and crude molasses. Pantothene is the stable form of pantothene, the active form of pantothenic acid, in natural alternatives to over-the-counter and prescription drugs. Dr. Michael Murray states that pantothene has been shown to reduce blood lipids and accelerate the utilization of fat as an energy source. Pantothene is actually two molecules of pantothine joined by a disulfide bond, which is a chemical bond between two molecules of sulfur. Distance runners may find added B5 a bonus for reducing lactate, and dieters can benefit with doses as high as 10 grams per day taken in divided doses. B5 can be a useful agent while following a low-carb diet and can assist in the utilization and reduction of body fat. Coenzyme A is formed from ATP, adenosine triphosphate, cysteine, and pantothenic acid. Both ATP and cysteine are formed within the body, but B5 as an essential vitamin must be obtained in adequate amounts from outside sources, hence why it's referred to as an essential vitamin that is required by the body. Here's where the law of biological supply and demand applies. Get this law down, because if you don't supply the demand, you're always going to be in trouble. To burn or oxidize stored body fat, triglycerides stored in fat cells, known as adipocytes, must be broken down into glycerol and fatty acids. The fatty acids are fragmented into two carbon units through a process known as beta oxidation, a reaction that consumes coenzyme A, yielding many fragments of acetyl-CoA. Acetyl-CoA is metabolized through the Krebs or citric acid cycle, releasing ATP, or energy, and forming carbon dioxide and water as end products. Research in the field of weight management and obesity by Dr. L. H. Leung, a medical doctor, suggests that adding 10 grams of pantothenic acid to a calorie-restricted modified diet eliminates hunger, physical weakness, cravings, and prevents the formation of ketone bodies without any side effects. Now, this is huge, because compliance to a diet is based on dealing with the symptoms caused by the diet. And if you can eliminate those, it makes it easier to get through. The 10-gram dosage is taken in four divided doses of 2,500 milligrams on an empty stomach between meals. The powder form of pantothenic acid, or B5, is typically used mixed in water or juice. This is a great way to take it. It's soluble. You mix it in the juice or water, and it's just down the hatch. Lipid catabolism, or lipolysis, the breakdown of fat, is significantly enhanced when B5 is taken in such large quantities. Dr. Leung discovered that the ability to burn fat stores efficiently decreases over time, and that depriving the body of food and energy leads to the depletion of glycogen stores. Glycogen is stored in the tank of muscle and liver. As the body continues to oxidize fat for fuel, ketone bodies begin to appear in the bloodstream and urine. Over time, the ability to metabolize stored fat weakens, and the individual starts to feel hungry, showing signs of weakness, dizziness, and sweating. As the mechanism of fat burning forced through a voluntary calorie deficit begins to fail, ketone bodies will appear. Dr. Leung believes that the presence of ketone bodies reflects a deficiency of pantothenic acid. For reasons not entirely understood, as fat is broken down in large quantities, not all the units of acetyl-CoA go into the Krebs cycle. Instead, some of these units combine with each other, yielding one molecule of acetoacetyl-CoA and one molecule of coenzyme A. Acetoacetyl-CoA rapidly decomposes into both acetoacetic acid and coenzyme A, and through the process of decarboxylation, acetoacetic acid becomes a ketone body called acetone. As acetone accumulates, the blood becomes too acidic, forcing the excretion of ketones via the urine and the lungs. Processing fatty acids depletes the body's pool of coenzyme A. By providing the body with a higher concentration of coenzyme A, the acetyl-CoA molecules will remain intact instead of converting into acetoacetyl-CoA. Instead of accumulating, all of the acetyl-CoA fragments can enter the citric acid cycle, resulting in their complete metabolism. The best way to ensure adequate quantities of coenzyme A, according to Dr. Leung, is to provide the body with large doses of B5. So you can see the connection. You supply the body with ample amounts of this nutrient, which is essential, and you can prevent the shuttling effect of one enzyme equation and force an equation to the benefit of the patient, making them feel better. Pantothenic acid is basically non-toxic. It's safe Dr. Leung has observed no toxicity in any of his patients with doses of 10 to 20 grams a day for periods of more than 1 year. That's cool. His patients lost fat continuously, felt good during the process, and in most cases, their health and ability to cope with stress dramatically improved. He also feels that because of the drain on pantothenic acid pools caused by monthly menstrual cycles and pregnancy, women can especially benefit from B5 therapy. So keep that in mind. B5 is crucial to the synthesis of estrogens and progesterones. In addition, the lower the calorie intake, the larger the amount of B5 that is required. A maintenance dose of 2 to 3 grams a day keeps the fat-burning drive alive, active, and the individual remains robust and full of energy. Now, how many people can say they feel robust and full of energy when they're on a low-calorie diet, especially when the carbs are reduced to nil or very low amounts? Pantothenic acid-deficient rats develop damage to the adrenal glands. Monkeys develop anemia due to decreased synthesis of heme, a component of hemoglobin. Dogs with pantothenic acid deficiency develop low blood glucose, rapid breathing and heart rates, and convulsions. Chickens develop skin irritation, feather abnormalities, and spinal nerve damage associated with the degeneration of the myelin sheath. Rats that are deficient in pantothenic acid show decreased exercise tolerance, and how common is that in the gym, and diminished storage of glucose in the form of glycogen in muscle and liver. So the repletion of glycogen and the repair and recovery process is also pantothenic acid dependent. Mice also developed skin irritation and graying of the fur, which was reversed by giving them lots of B5. An increased susceptibility to infections, fatigue, and decreased ability to cope with stress could indicate a deficiency of pantothenic acid. This important B vitamin has been shown to help in wound healing, building immune antibodies, and lowering the toxicity of many antibiotics. Like many other cardioprotective and energy-enhancing compounds, pantothenic acid also appears to protect against cancer. It even helps remove lipofusion, the ugly brown pigment in age spots. The brain uses pantothenic acid to transform choline into acetylcholine. Now, this is cool because the acetylcholine is a key neurotransmitter, and it's used for building and maintaining brain cell membranes. Acetylcholine is vital for thought, memory, and sleep, and is also involved in the control of movements. Not surprisingly, the production of acetylcholine decreases with age, resulting in poor memory, diminished learning ability, and cognitive decline in general. Pantothenic acid is certainly not a cure-all for every kind of stress or all stress, but I use it as part of my arsenal against fatigue and the prevention of adrenal exhaustion. It just makes sense to me. It should be combined with a good B complex and mixed with other antioxidants such as vitamin C, E, zinc, selenium, proanthocyanidins, things like coenzyme Q10, lipoic acid. B5 is great to take while dieting for a contest, so keep that in mind, all you bodybuilders, figure competitors, and fitness freaks who love to compete and strip down and show them what you got on stage. I like to take 2 to 3 grams of B5 2 to 3 times a day in the last 10 days before a competition, and take at least a couple of grams on a daily basis year-round. The stuff is cool, it's great, it's water-soluble, it's safe. So get into B5 and follow a strategy that helps protect you from adrenal exhaustion and fatigue. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Dr. Hans Selye himself on the effects of stress. Mental tensions, frustrations, insecurity, aimlessness are among the most damaging stressors. And psychosomatic studies have shown how often they cause migraine headache, peptic ulcers, heart attacks, hypertension, mental disease, suicide, or just plain hopeless unhappiness.